All of my long-term viewers and subscribers, stay tuned through the end of the video. We passed another milestone on the channel last night. We eclipsed 40,000 subscribers. So, in keeping with channel tradition, I have a message for you guys at the end of this video. All right, let's get into this. Last night, I'm watching Grizzlies Pelicans on TNT. When the Pelicans are playing this well, I don't miss a regular season game. If I'm busy, can't watch it live, I make sure it's being recorded so I can watch it later. The ratings, they were not great for that game last night, just over a million viewers on TNT, but if these two small market teams, these two young teams, if they can keep it together, stay healthy, stay together over the next 10 years, the NBA is going to be in great shape. That game last night, that is what NBA basketball in the regular season is supposed to be. A couple of times throughout the broadcast, Reggie Miller said it felt like a playoff game. Both teams were giving maximum effort. The energy level was sustained through all four quarters. Ja Morant made the dunk of the year to this point. Two young teams in mid-November. The season's barely started. And these two young teams, they were playing last night like it was Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals. This used to be normal in the NBA. Today it's rare. We all have our fair share of complaints about the NBA. The woke bullshit, LeBron James pretending to be a political activist, load management. The NBA's got problems. But one of the biggest problems in the league is the mentality of the players. Not all the players, not all of them. It seems like it's just a select group, many of which has spent the last decade in the San Francisco Bay Area. The Golden State Warriors, they used to be a tough team. This team used to be gritty. Oftentimes in sports, teams take on the identity of the city they play in. Pittsburgh, for example. Pittsburgh, blue-collar city. Tough, rugged men working in the steel industry. Pittsburgh Steelers, known for their tough defense. Los Angeles. LA is known for Hollywood, flashy, wealth, celebrities. The Showtime Lakers in the 80s, they were known for all the same things. When you think of the city of San Francisco in 2022, how would you describe it? Woke, soft, complainers. The Golden State Warriors, they have adopted this same mentality. How many times have we seen Draymond Green lose his composure, have an emotional breakdown? He spends so much time reading criticism and lashing out at the media, he tried to create a new media so he wouldn't be criticized. Steph Curry, once one of the most beloved players in the league, spent the offseason with his rectum rifle. Then you have Klay Thompson, a guy who used to be universally respected. What Klay Thompson was able to accomplish last year, that was nothing short of extraordinary. This dude missed over 900 days, torn ACL, torn Achilles, which usually a torn Achilles, that is a death sentence for an NBA player. Go ask DeMarcus Cousins about a torn Achilles. He was never the same player. Klay Thompson, he was able to return from numerous injuries and help lead the Warriors to another championship last year. But so far this season, Golden State's gotten off to a rough start. Two games under 500, they're near the bottom of the Western Conference. They have yet to win a game on the road. Now, there's been a lot of talk about Klay Thompson not being the same player. When people are talking about that chatter, that's been about him not being the same player physically. I don't think Klay Thompson is the same player mentally. I don't think he has the confidence that he used to have. Confident people are immune to criticism. It doesn't bother them. Michael Jordan was often criticized for being a bad teammate. He was accused of being too hard on the guys around him. What was his response to that? If you can't take my pressure, if you don't want to work hard, if you don't want to win championships, get the fuck out of here. How does Klay Thompson respond to criticism? A couple of weeks ago, Charles Barkley was talking about Klay Thompson on TNT. Listen to what he said. Roll the film.
As much as I love Klay, he's slipping. Same thing with Draymond. They're not the same. In the finals, you could see they're not the same guys they was 2 or 3 years ago. So when I watched the Warriors play, I says, oh, man, Father Time is knocking on the door on a couple of those guys. These guys have won 4 championships. That's like playing 2 or 3 extra seasons. They're past 30. You factor in Klay, who's had 2 major, major surgeries. I think you saw tonight, he's like, this young boy is kicking my ass. Ain't nothing I can do about it. There was a time when Klay Thompson was the best two-way guard in the NBA, and he's not the same guy.
I would not even call that criticism. Charles Barkley was explaining what's going on with the Warriors. He was doing his job. Charles Barkley is an NBA analyst. He was analyzing the NBA. I should send that clip to Mina Kimes so she can see what real analysis looks like. Nothing Charles Barkley said was out of line. Mentally tough NBA players, they would not respond verbally to this. They wouldn't acknowledge this publicly. Guys who are mentally tough, guys who are confident, they would respond on the court. They would let their play do the talking. How did Klay Thompson respond? Watch for yourself.
You know, it hurts when, you know, someone like Charles Barkley with the platform he has says you're not the same player prior to the injuries you have. It's like, no duh, man. Consecutive years, tore my ACL and my Achilles in consecutive years and still help a team win a championship. I mean, it hurt hearing that because it's like, man, I put in so much freaking effort to get back to this point. Like, it's hard to even put into words what I had to do to be the player I am today. And it's like, I played 55, 57 games in 3 years. Like, give me some freaking time to get that back and just hear someone say, oh, he's not the same prior to the, as he was prior to the injuries. Like, duh. Like, who goes through something like that and comes back? I don't know. It just hurt my heart hearing that.
What? Was I just watching an NBA press conference? Or was that an episode of Real Housewives of Ethiopia? I expect to hear talk like that from women. Ooh, Charles Barkley hurt my feelings. It hurts. Oh, it hurts. Please stop this emotional pain. Dude, what the hell are you talking about? Klay Thompson's close to my age. He's 32 years old. He's supposed to be a grown man, not a grown male birthing person. This dude went on national television and said, my heart hurts. My heart hurts. That was 2 or 3 weeks ago. So Klay Thompson, he's had a few weeks to get over this emotional trauma. He's had 2 weeks to buy all the Tums needed to fix his broken heart. If Tums wasn't strong enough to relieve the emotional pain, he could rely on his emotional support shovel. Either way, he's had plenty of time to get over this. The problem is, he hasn't. Sunday night, after the Warriors continued their trend of losing games on the road, Klay Thompson was interviewed off-camera by NBC Sports. He told the reporter, I deserve more credit for battling through all that injury shit. I helped this team win a championship last year, and people still want to discredit me. Throughout your entire career, you have received nothing but praise and credit. Hell, you're receiving credit right now. Headline at ESPN from just this morning. Inside Klay Thompson's epic comeback to become the player he used to be. The truth is, Klay Thompson's worried. He's concerned. And the reason he's concerned, he's not confident. There are whispers that Steve Kerr is considering benching Klay Thompson and starting Jordan Poole. Instead of being worried about improving his play, he's more concerned with what Charles Barkley is saying on TNT. He's worried about the opinion of lonely men on Twitter. He wants to be praised for the accomplishments from last year. It doesn't work that way. Last season is over. No one gives a shit about what happened last year. The only thing that matters is what's happening right now. And what's happening right now? Klay Thompson is playing like shit. This is one of the problems in the modern NBA. And look, not all players are like this. But there are enough high-profile players who are mentally weak that it stains the perception of the league. People don't watch sports to hear grown men cry. We don't watch sports to see grown men complain and lash out at the media. Charles Barkley said it. Klay Thompson used to be the best two-way guard in the NBA. Key words? Used to be. Today, he's in competition with Draymond Green to see who can be the biggest complainer in the NBA. All right, before we wrap things up for the day, I wanted to take a second to thank you guys again. Last night, channel surpassed 40,000 subscribers. It's a humbling experience to see how fast the channel's grown. This time last year, we had around, I think, 10, maybe 11,000 subscribers. On a good month last year, the channel was doing around 400,000 views. In 12 months, we have added 30,000 subscribers and nearly a million additional viewers each month. Now, we still have a long way to go. Long way to go, but I am pleased with the progress we've made this year. 2022's been one of the best years of my life. I can honestly say I don't remember having a bad day this year. Every morning I wake up, I wonder, is this going to be the last day of my current lifestyle? It's an unbelievable, indescribable feeling to wake up every morning whenever you want. Your morning commute is from your bedroom to your studio across the hall. You get to wake up every day doing what you love to do, and you get paid for it. But every morning I wake up, I also wonder if this is going to be the last day. I don't take any of this for granted. My biggest fear is waking up one day and all this is gone. Last week was a tough week here on YouTube. Seemed like every video I uploaded was being flagged for demonetization for no reason. If the bot wasn't flagging me, media companies were hitting me with copyright issues. It was just one thing after another. Now, thankfully, YouTube, they fixed all the issues for me, but I couldn't sleep Sunday night because of it. My girlfriend asked me the next day why I was having trouble sleeping Sunday night. Normally, I lay down, I'm out in seconds. Wasn't the case Sunday night because I was worried about the channel. I see these channels with hundreds of thousands of subscribers. These channels that used to be popular. Now they're getting 500 views a video. Why? What happened? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they got complacent. Maybe they got stagnant. Maybe they got lazy. Maybe people just got tired of watching them. I don't know. But I do know I don't want that to ever happen to me. Now, I'm usually not a worrier, but I do worry about the channel. But it's a different kind of worry. It's almost a motivational tactic because it keeps me grounded. It keeps me from taking things for granted. Keeps me motivated. I always feel like I'm only as good as my last video. Sometimes I'll get discouraged by a video's performance. It might have 5, 6, 7, 8,000 views when I'm thinking it was going to have 15 to 20,000. So I'll get down on myself. I'll get discouraged about it. But then I'll look at the likes and comments. A video with, say, 7,000 views, it should have 50 or so comments, maybe 300, 400 likes. You guys will post 200 comments with 1,000 likes. It not only goes a long way in helping the channel, it boosts my morale. I can't tell you how much your support means to me. For a channel my size, I can say without a doubt, I have the most supportive audience on this platform. Go look at other channels with 40,000 subscribers. Check their view counts, check their comments, their like counts. I was watching a Dave Ramsey video the other day, had 35,000 views, 75 comments. The video I uploaded last night about the NBA, last I checked, had 28,000 views, almost 800 comments. Damn near every video has over 100 comments. Most have 1,000 likes, no matter the view count. Not all of them, but most of them. You guys show up and show out every single day. It's the reason I rarely take a day off. It's the reason I always try to make up for a missed video. If you guys show up every day giving me your best, I feel like I owe you guys the same in return. I appreciate each and every one of you. I probably will take some time off during Thanksgiving next week. I need to take a couple of days to get the sound right in the new studio, but to be honest with you, I think I need to take a step back just for a couple of days just to get refreshed, recharged. I've noticed over the last couple of weeks, it's been more difficult prepping some of these videos. Normally, ideas are flowing throughout my head all day, every day. Hadn't been the case lately. I think I need a couple of days just to reset. In the last 18 months, I've only taken 4 days off consecutively from YouTube one time, once in 18 months. Now, there's been one day off here and there where I didn't upload, but for the most part, it's been 6 days minimum every week, with most weeks being all 7 days. So that's the plan for the next week. Maybe take the weekend off after Thanksgiving, but Knowing me, I probably won't allow myself to do it and will end up uploading every day anyway. But again, thank you guys for all the support. We're going to keep the channel going. We're going to keep growing. And, you know, who knows? Maybe this time next year we'll have 100,000 subscribers. But for now, give me your thoughts. Klay Thompson seems to be breaking down emotionally. Do you think this is a problem that is prevalent throughout the NBA? Soft players, emotional dudes, emotional men. Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.